people smarter.
Take the lead.
Bro, chill. I am taking the lead. You got to take a little pause. You got to breathe in. You got to wait for it. You got to chill.
Wait for what? What are we waiting for?
Sometimes you just got to wait for the silence to take you in so it takes you somewhere.
Interesting.
It's not interesting. It's just the truth. Sometimes you got to like let that silence come in and then let the thoughts flow in. Formulate those thoughts. Let them pour out.
And where are those thoughts taking you right now?
Tell me I'm a good fuck.
You're a great fuck.
Yeah.
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 You're a great fuck. That's where your thoughts took you?
Well, I mean, sometimes I was thinking about how you want to talk about a relationship.
Yeah.
How it started.
Yeah.
And I wanted my ego stroked before we got into the romance, the love, the passion. I just want to be like, yo, you're a good fuck.
Well, that would be very in line with how our relationship started anyway.
Take the wheel.
Well, how did it start? I ghosted you, I remember.
You really like being the power tripper on that, but really, you probably were too busy. And then you were like, and then now you chalk it up to ghosting me.
That was exactly it. I was too busy, exactly why I never responded to you. And you told me you'd got metal in your eye, and that wasn't really what I was looking for.
You weren't looking for a dude with metal in his eye.
Kind of. I mean,
why? That's bionic.
If I wanted...
No. A man with metal in his eye just says bionic.
Fair.
He's the future.
Yeah, but
he's
advancements. I didn't need any another thing to take care of.
I mean, we'll dig in later, but like, so.
Yeah.
The first night.
I'm trying to recall.
You're trying to recall? That should be... Okay, I just asked you if I'm a good fuck.
And yeah, like, yeah.
What was the first night?
The first night was... In one word, I'd say it was magical. It was magical. I had so much fun. I was awkward as hell. I remember you texted me, hey, I'm downstairs. You'd parked across the street from my building. I came downstairs to come get you. And I was so awkward. I don't know if you leaned in for a hug or not. Like,
no.
I don't remember what happened there. But I do remember taking you towards the elevator, getting on, and telling you, oh, by the way, I just cooked Indian food, so don't mind if the house smells like spices. And that's when you told me, oh, I love Indian food.
I do. But,
yeah.
I actually don't recall that. For some reason, it blends in with the chickpea story. So,
oh well, I mean,
but the
chickpea
so.
Story was a completely different story. guy, different story.
Yeah. But like, all I'm saying is I was a good fuck. All I wanted was my ego stroked, you know. And then it was a magical, warm, emotional time. We got connected, deconnected, and orgasms galore.
Yeah, it was a fun night, and we
and okay, again, also, you have a perception of yourself that you think you're awkward when really you just have a natural flow of conversation. I think you're forcing in your head how a conversation's supposed to be, and really you're just naturally gifted at having a flow.
Well, wouldn't you want to make sure the first time you're having a conversation with someone, you're putting your best foot forward and making a good impression?
No.
You wouldn't?
Bro, I ask people what their political stances are on Fair. Their first conversation or last.
You're an exception, so yeah.
I am. I'm not looking for how is the weather. Oh, do you work well? What do you do for work? No, I'm like, what is your political stance on Ukraine right now?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Had you warned me a little, I wouldn't have laughed into that sentence. But yeah,
I'm not gonna warn you. What do you mean? What's the warning? What is the warning there? What's your positional stance on Ukraine?
I mean, no.
Obviously, there's only one stance.
I mean, I agree with your stance because I know you and I have the same similar. I wouldn't say the same, but I think we have similar political ideas. And by the way, why are we discussing political ideas? Because this is supposed to be fun. Talking politics always gets.
Okay, fine. Cut it back.
Okay.
Cut it back. Damn. Yo, I'm sorry. The video's off, but I just have an intense cough coming through my throat. No, I'm kidding. Okay. So, first night went well.
First night went well. I think the highlight of that night was me making tea for the both of us. And you telling me you went to the Toy Fuzz, which was instantly a turn on. I was like, hello, I've never met a white boy who's ever been to the Toy Fuzz. Then again,
have you ever met a man that was 500 feet away from Shark Khan? Yeah, that's right.
Well, I was 500 feet away from Shark Khan.
It's different. It's different.
I've never been to the Toy Fuzz either. I don't know anyone else who's been to the Toy Fuzz, so.
Yeah, because they don't have the energy for
it. You got bonus points that night.
It's not bonus points. What I would say, though, is the sex was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
But sliding past that, the tea was incredible.
Yeah.
And that's a main say. That's why I chose to have you in my life.
Exactly. I was just going to say, it wasn't the sex that brought you back. It was the tea. And coming over and having tea.
Yeah, coming over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I like how awkward this can make you. Okay.
No, I was just going to say, the show, this podcast, will have a lot of, you know, sexual innuendos, and they might just go right over my head.
That's okay. I know. The whole point of it is later when you watch this with your ego intact, because you like to, like, film yourself and then, like, record yourself and then jerk off to it because you're like, I'm the best ever and no one will ever beat me.
This is my audition tape for literally anything in the world.
This is my audition tape for Barry. Okay, anyways.
I was trying to find that podcast when we were at the gym, but Bill Hader, I kept forgetting his name, and I wanted to see if he had any other podcasts I could listen to while I was working.
Why do I think
out.
You had Bill Burr stuck in your head?
No, Bill Hader. And
but why couldn't you find him?
Because I couldn't remember his name, and I didn't want to come ask you. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to look up Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, it's really hard to traverse the gym that is 20 feet in either direction.
No, I just wanted to be my independent self, and I was like, okay, I can do it myself.
I'm an independent self. I don't need anyone to search for my podcasts.
In my head, I was thinking about all the little clues that could lead me to... Clues.
I fucking pulled out a magnifying
that could lead me to Bill Hader. And one of the things that came into mind was the TikTok. There's a TikTok going around of that Stranger Things kid, Finn Wolfhard.
Yeah, clutching up the role for it for Bill Hader.
Exactly. So that came to mind. And then
I sent you that.
Exactly. That came to mind. But even that didn't click for me.
That
was
also from the podcast, though.
I know that.
Conan O'Brien.
Yeah.
Needs a friend.
Yeah, I know that.
But
yeah.
You suddenly chose someone else.
So what?
Trash, kid.
I mean, I want to listen to Penn
Badgley. You're trash, kid.
It's okay for me to listen to Penn Badgley. I am, although, excited for the new season of You. It comes out next month in February. Or, I mean, it could be whatever month, depending on when we go live with this.
I mean, this is pretty much every time with any sort of TV show. You know me by now. It's the first season, so good. Second season's okay. And then I'm like, I'm gone. I don't even fucking care about the rest of it. It's all trash. It doesn't follow the same character points. And it's like, I don't care about character development. I want them to be the same shitty people. And that's why BoJack really just lines up for me.
But
that is the best show on
television. You don't think there was any character development for BoJack? Of course there was.
There was. But there was character development for people around him. And there wasn't unrealistic character development. Like, this man should have been caught by now. I'm sorry. There's no fucking way there's season 4 of You. There's no way. He's like, I've traveled now to France. And it's like, no. He's like, he should be in jail. That's it. BoJack, he's a shitty dude. He's been a shitty dude. He keeps thinking he's going to be better.
But
and he's still a shitty dude. Everyone around them grows up. Todd grows up. Like, Diane grows to figure out who she is.
Mm-hmm.
And they all figure out that they can't forgive him and they have to just let him go.
Yeah.
That slaps. That is so true to a story.
I know. I would say, though, I have tried watching BoJack so many times and I always kind of waver off. Only
no, you
because
don't. You get really depressed with it.
No, I get really into it, but then I kind of waver off because there's always something else to watch. But I would watch more BoJack on TikTok than on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. The highlights of BoJack really just send it.
Exactly. And maybe that's what I like about it, just watching those highlights, considering I have watched most of those episodes with you. So I think I'm okay.
We're a society of people who just want to watch highlights. We don't want to watch character development.
Yeah. 10-second highlights.
it's TikTok. Yeah. And then it's just like, this podcast, you're going to have to, I'm going to have to splice it into 10 second parts of the funniest parts ever that landed, that hit, that's the one, that's it. And then everything else is just like, for the mainstay fans who actually give a shit about character development. It's like, fuck off.
Do you think this has the potential to have mainstay fans?
Yeah, I'm gonna call them teeters. Titties? Oh, yeah, titties. Titties.
Yeah.
Because I was having a thought about, like, what to call it. Because you landed on something very, very polite, very sweet, very wholesome. And that's just, all those words do not describe me. And it's the couple that podcast together.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I was looking at it morbidly and decided, we're going to die together. It's the same thing. I'm sorry. When I'm sitting there and thinking, like, some dude's going to be like, yo, this is the podcast I'm listening to right now. We're going to die together. You have no idea what the fuck that means, but you're going to be like, okay.
Yeah, it could go in a million different ways.
The couple that podcast together, I see some dude being like, I don't listen to couple shit. I'm not going to listen America.
But that being said, I don't know what's so bad about us having a positive, wholesome image.
No, nothing. Nothing at all. I am just not a whole person. I'm very flawed. And
everyone is.
Yeah, I know. But I'm also just not willing to open up and be like, here's my deepest, darkest secrets in the most polite way.
I mean, I would say being on a podcast called We're Gonna Die Together, that may lead you to divulge your deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah, because we're gonna die together. Yeah, it's flowy, it's natural. That's just delicious.
Got so you're okay with divulging those deepest, darkest secrets?
It's weird because you can do it because you're juxtapositioning it with such a dramatic name.
Yeah, fair. But yeah, we're gonna die together, so might as well do this.
It's not might as well. You see, this is again the point that people are missing with how I'm describing this. We're going to die together.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, we're going to die together. Like, well, why not just, see, I'm even saying it wrong. It's like, why not, or might as well. It's all these things that's like, oh, I'm going to die anyways, I might as well do it. No, it's just like, you truly, you're happy and composed and you understand where the end is so you can enjoy the journey.
Hmm. But I don't know where the end is.
You do. So we're going to die together, motherfucker.
I mean, are we? Given the condition of my...
Stay down!
Smoking. Jesse, I don't know if that's allowed.
100%.
Can that not be taken in a... Well, someone could splice this into a highlight.
No. No. See, stop searching for the highlight and exist in the moment, woman.
This could be its own, like, moment. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Okay. Well, in any
case. I still think we should call ourselves Eggs in a Basket.
I don't.
Why not?
I'm so against that.
Why?
What the fuck does that mean?
Because we've put all our eggs in the same basket. It's cute.
Bro, no, I got my eggs in Bed Bath & Beyond right now.
So. Fair.
It dropped Fair. Today.
Yeah. If people do spend money and buy Bed Bath & Beyond stock.
Bro, no, don't do that. That's market manipulation.
I wouldn't know anything about that. The only stocks I've purchased are fractional.
Nope. Don't be saying names. Don't cause anything.
No.
Buy
names
Bed Bath & Beyond right now. I need this to change my life.
Sponsor.
I missed GameStop. I will not miss. Bed Bath and Beyond. Buy now $700 for a 12 stitched sheet. You can tell I'm not a person who buys sheets.
A 12 stitched sheet. Okay.
It's Egyptian made, dude.
I'm going to look that up after this.
It's Egyptian made.
Cotton count.
No, it's Egyptian
cotton
made.
Cotton threads. Oh, yeah, Egyptian cotton. Okay. 3,000
That sounds kind of racist.
Count
though.
Of Egyptian cotton. Okay. Whatever, however they say okay. it. But tell me about how you actually got into stocks. What made you learn about it? Because I have no clue where it should go, who should do it, how do you do it? Like, can you break it down in like 10 seconds?
That's boring. What I wanted to ask you is, After the first night, that was great. After the second night, we became a weekly thing where mm-hmm. we came together and de-stressed essentially yeah. every single time.
Yeah.
I think I have my reasons why, but I want to know, why was sex different with me for once? Instead of all these other guys, again, another ego stroke. why was the sex different?
There's no shame in you wanting an ego stroke. I wouldn't even call this an ego stroke. It's probably just curiosity.
No, I make music so that people can be like, damn, you're so good at guitar. And then I'm like, now I'm just like finding new ways where I can just be like, tell me I'm awesome.
No, you're still great at guitar. You just need to perform more.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Outside of this apartment. Anyway, to answer your question, what was so great about it that made me want to see you more often? I think you just allowed me to be myself. Be vulnerable. Be in touch with myself, my body. Learn to listen to my body. Something I hadn't done in previous relationships. And something that was kind of frowned upon. You know, something that wasn't really taught. Something that's not taught to a lot of people. Especially coming from a different culture. It's not, you know, something you talk about all that often either. So being able to be vulnerable with a perfect stranger at the time, who had the capabilities of making me trust him so much that I allowed myself to be myself. I think that was the key point in wanting to see you over and over again. And there was no shame attached to it. Because anytime you'd have, you know, one night stands or fling or whatever you want to call them these days, hookups or whatever, I would attach a tiny bit of shame to them. But then came you, and you made me realize, hey, it's just sex. And you're allowed to feel amazing. You're allowed to feel like this is one of the greatest experiences. And truly, like, feel what your body wants you to feel. So why wouldn't I want to see you again? Was your ego stroked enough?
No, it was. I just had something loaded immediately. Like, you said something. you allowed me. And I'm like, every other man is just locking women down in their houses and not allowing them to leave. No.
That's not what I meant.
I know.
Yeah. But it's not like, I was going to say you gave me permission or you allowed me. It wasn't that. But it.
You gave me a very emotionally mature response, and mm-hmm. mine was just going to be toys. But
yeah, okay, fair enough. Yeah, no, I mean, had we not used toys, maybe you and I wouldn't be sitting next to each other having moved in today or a few months ago, you know, doing this thing together.
That's true.
So I'm going to go stroke my toys ego.
Hey, you can stroke both of us. no, the whole point of that also is, like, a lot of dudes, I think as we get older, they're going to be more loosened up. But even so, most dudes are very insecure with their sexuality. And, mm-hmm. like, sharing their woman with a toy.
Well, yeah.
It's a fight. It's a fight for them.
Yeah, and I've seen, well, not seen, but I've heard of a lot of encounters where men aren't comfortable using toys, mostly because they feel like they're not enough. Like they feel like, you know, their sexual prowess isn't
that just a self-fulfilled prophecy, though? You know what I mean? Like, they're like,
how?
Well, because they're like, this toy, you can't use it because you're trying to replace me. And then ultimately you're like, that's cringe as fuck, I'm gonna replace you, bitch.
Yeah. And ultimately they do get replaced.
Yeah. Self-fulfilled prophecy.
A toy doesn't come with feelings.
Oh my god. And in this world, you can't know what a man feels. A man cannot cry. A man cannot say he listens to Joe Rogan outwardly.
No, of course they can. It's just that we live in a very judgmental world. And
you like to add to it, yeah.
Come to think of it, perhaps that judgment of, you know, not wanting to use toys stems from other women in these guys' lives. Like, oh, you're not good enough, so you need to use toys?
I think it's just, like, porn, and, like, I think it ties back to porn every single time. I'm not saying porn's the evil and the enemy. It's just, some dudes line their whole identity up with their cock. So.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's not real. It's fictitious.
Yeah. Okay, well, that was a great piece. That was wonderful.
That was wonderful.
All right, now an ad from our sponsors. I was thinking about this all day. I straight up was like trying to, like, you remember that little video I watched yesterday of like, we're for Americans. Onions and tomatoes will never die. I was like, I was trying to think of like an ad that I could say in between.
Let's do it.
Just to do like a pause. I don't have anything, but.
Well, you can come up with something. Let's go.
Snow, no. Well, we got salt. It's overpriced because we're in Vancouver and everybody buys that shit up real quick. But you like snow? No. You know, if I really tried to sing,
yeah,
everybody would be like, "Damn, this is interesting to listen to." And everyone's like, "Turn off."
We'd lead all of our listeners to. Your Apple
it's
Music.
It's already
your...
led there now.
Well, if you don't know, we are amongst...
If you don't know, now you know, and you can finish that, please.
What? Oh, okay, gotcha. Well, if you messed it up. If you didn't know, no. We're amongst celebrities here.
No.
August Steiner.
You missed
Put
the whole
Put your hands
joke.
Together, everyone.
Woo! Oh my God! okay, so cutting back.
Mm-hmm. That was a good little break. I enjoyed that. Because you and I were discussing how important it is to have a little music segue right in the middle of the podcast. Mm. So thank you for that. And every episode will have original music.
I think the thing I want to do with podcasts, and especially with you, is loosen you the fuck up and stop trying to make this like...
Very commercialized?
No, you were very smooth and put together and like, I know you've said raunchy shit. I know you've loosened up.
I know
you said
raunchy. It'll take a glass or a few glasses of wine for me to get to that point.
Yeah, this is sober episode one. Episode two, we're going to do meth. Jesus.
Wow. This show has the potential of going from 0 to 100.
Well, you know, puts more work in my pocket.
So what? So what? Get used to it, sir. No. Not everything is going to be perfect.
No.
You have to get used to being able to edit things and cutting things in and out and splicing them together just to make sure we're...
I'm leaving this shit in. I wanted to... No, because now I'm just like, fuck it. You're trying to make my life harder?
Excuse me? Okay. Just because you have to put in a little bit of effort to make sure this podcast looks and sounds great.
No, now it's the raw shit. The real shit. This is Aishwarya No Filter. Go ahead, honey.
You fucking idiot.
Right now, we're going to take a pause. If you don't hear any ads, you'll hear me screaming and playing guitar rapidly and loudly.
Ring-a-ding-ding. So, during
No. Is the wine smoothing you out, though?
Yeah, kind of. I've only had two sips.
You only had two sips? You're like, I'm fucking ready. Anyways,
Yeah, I am fucking ready.
Okay.
I'm ready to end this. Yeah.
Okay. So, running on the same questions of earlier. You wanted to start with, like, how's the first time we met? Where do you see our relationship going then?
Ooh, good question. That's a deep question. I thought you didn't want to divulge your deepest, darkest secrets.
No, not the deepest, darkest secrets. But, I mean, where the fuck do you... What do you mean? Like, do you see potential? Do you see... Like, I don't know. I feel like it was an open question to just do whatever you wanted.
I don't know what the future holds. What I do know is I'm very optimistic. And that's something I haven't experienced before. So that does make me very vulnerable, fearful, but also optimistic for what's to come. Thank you for laughing while I share my...
Yeah, sorry,
pour my like... heart out. And this is the funniest thing to you. So
that's just real romance.
You're not getting any pussy tonight. Let's make sure. Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. We both know it's a lie.
What?
We both know it's a lie. Anyways.
It's like I almost forget what English words to use. Jesse's very nervous.
No, I get like awkward immediately, and I don't know
why. Of course you do, yeah. But you know what's funny is that I won't forget what I'm trying to say if I'm talking in my Indian accent.
So talk in your Indian accent.
I'm going to try.
You're going to try? Yeah. What, you're struggling?
You've not struggled once
in your damn life.
Oh my goodness.
More like outside the mics.
It's less about a struggle, more about how my brain switches into a different accent.
Yeah.
And most of the time it needs to be provoked into switching. So
basically, you're stuck on the couple that podcast together. I'm stuck on...
I like
on
it. But you know what? It's something we're workshopping, and it's okay. Like, I don't know what...
We're workshopping until the episode releases. We'll and see who wins. Is there compromises, or
maybe
do
we
I
should
have domestic violence on my hands?
You had an idea of starting a Twitter, asking people to submit questions, etc. So we could potentially host a poll on Twitter or on Instagram.
I just say, like, Twitter's a great place mm-hmm. for just erratic, crazy responses. Like, Rick essentially being on Twitter, he is violently erratic.
Fair.
Like, he just released a post about Chris Benoit on TikTok, and uh-huh. that's what got me rolling. And normal people don't post about that man anymore.
But you don't think he'd be comfortable sharing his opinions on Instagram?
Nah, Instagram's like a cleaned up area for like all the best sides of you.
Fair.
Twitter, you have Kanye releasing his new clothing line.
Yeah.
Full out.
Yeah.
So
that was the time.
What is your political stance on Kanye's political stance?
I don't agree with his political stance, whatever that may be.
Yes.
What I do agree with is how he's a great musician, and he should probably just stick to that. He makes great music. This episode is going to get banned by Apple Podcasts, and there goes our 45 minutes of recording.
I'm sorry, Apple.
This episode has explicit content. I'm going to have to put that in there somewhere.
That's already something you can click.
Jesus.
When you upload things, you can just click it.
Yeah, but this is like way past explicit.
No.
Uh-huh.
No.
Uh-huh.
No.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see what
gets
banned. We'll
find compromises.
Yeah, like you're going to compromise with the name of this podcast.
All right, that's been We're Gonna Die Together. I'm holding it.
You're holding it.
I have faith.
Like you are most times.
Like I am most times. But no, I think it's the right name. But hey, maybe there is compromises. I just like, again, I'm not a vulnerable person. Like the couple that podcast together has like that vulnerable emotional sense to it for me. And immediately, every part of my body says, run the other way. Don't even open up about
that shit. Maybe you need to be more in touch with your...
I can't.
Emotional, vulnerable self.
That's why every time we start to get a little serious, I whip out the weirdest fucking joke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, that works sometimes, and...
Well, understand that's never going to change.
Well, if you think about it, the name of the podcast sits well, considering you do run away from being emotional and vulnerable. So this is your opportunity to explore that side of you.
Sure.
And we're going to go on that journey together, because we are a couple.
You're trash.
That podcast yeah, together.
Okay.
TM.
All right. Hey, I think you got to pay for that.
Oh, I'll register. It's okay. Whatever we do to make things happen.
Right, I'll host the Twitter that'll be inactive for about 3 months at a time uh-huh. and then have a dramatic amount of posts in one
yeah.
week and then
that's
inactive
again. That's how we do. That's called authenticity in social media. No one in their right mind is sitting there planning their social media feed every day unless it's managed by someone or the other.
No. I have a plan for it.
Mm-hmm.
1 week every 3 months. It's a plan.
1 week every 3 months. Okay. Okay.
I'm just trying to be like this folk legend and like hope someone picks me up out of fucking poverty.
Well, I mean, to do that, you're going to have to post more than once every 3 months.
I'll suck a dick for $1 million. Come at me, Twitter.
Let's up the ante. Let's do it for $2 million.
What? I've just given $1 million. There's no way they're going to be like, okay, we've gone back to the negotiation table. $2 million will
fine.
Do.
Now you know that I should never negotiate.
No shit.
Yeah.
Because it's been
because it's what
I was gonna say we're
it's
gonna
been.
Die together.
I know I was gonna say because we're Yeah. That's the end of it.